Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Take me swag fleeting. 9:37 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We told you that we are restarting officially our spotlight interviews and just starting the restarting the craziness on Friday. Now the song that you just heard right now is a brand new song by none other than Mr. Marv Towner himself. O Regkommer. That's the name of the song. And you know what, Shaquan? We even said this, was it the last week? Last week when we said that O Regkommer is a Namibian, it's not even a Damara a word anymore. It's a Namibian word now. We've owned it now. So all of us was this O Regkommer is any land is over. One way or another. Abuti Marv Town.
Hola Ganjan.
Who like it, Butaman?
Aye. It's on top of the game, my guy. No, it's fire. It's fire.
We're okay.
Blessed to be alive.
No. Clearly, look at the music that you're putting out, my guy. You just have a slate, you fat biggie Damara.
Yeah. I call it the Dama Piano.
The Dama
Piano!
Quickly explain to Shaquan, especially this song, O Regkommer.
Yeah.
The meaning behind the song, Buta.
I mean, you know, we know in life when you are good, when you have everything, you have people also. But when you lose everything, you lose people too along the way.
Mm.
But this song is actually the song, I call it the song for the fighters. Those ones that feels weak but decides they're not going to give up. We're going to push. We're going to pull through.
Yes, yeah.
You know, a lot of things happened in the past that demotivates you to wake up in the morning,
yeah.
Demotivates you to do things. You know, you just want to give up. But this song tells you, hey, it's O Regkommer, man.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
You have been through a lot already.
Yeah, you know? Come
you have
on.
You have been through so much to just give up.
Come on.
You don't give up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a song. That's O Regkommer. Regkom Dani.
Yeah.
The winds can come. The waters can come. The rivers can come. But I will stand strong.
Mm.
Because my strength, my help comes from above.
Mm.
That's what the song is all about.
I like that. I like that. And I think also sometimes, like, because for me personally, I love Damara Punch. Don't understand. Don't need to understand. But I think sometimes it's just really refreshing to really understand what a song actually represents, what it stands for. So tell us, maybe in brief terms, if you can, who is Marv Town? What is your catalog all about?
Marv Town is a guy that started doing music almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
I'm still fresh in the industry, but I'm not an upcoming artist anymore.
The
name Marv Town, given by a very good friend of mine, he said, oh, Mervin, we're taking over this town, man.
You know? So it's going to be Mervin's town!
Yeah. I didn't even realize that!
You know, we did a lot of activation shows around Namibia. We always on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And everywhere we go, we take over. Not literally take over.
Yeah.
To make you feel homeless, you know.
Yeah, or left out.
Yeah, but yeah. Our presence is felt. You will feel our presence.
Okay.
So Marv Town, yeah. I joined the next Magdalisa Star Search show. You know, I always wanted to do music. I've always been part of other people's music, you know, help producing it, choreograph. I've managed a dance group. I've always been in music. I've written music for choir sometimes when I was at school, especially.
Yeah, yeah.
My life has been music till one day I saw the next Magdalisa Star Search show and I decided, hey, come can end there and I got into the next Magdalisa Star Search.
Yeah.
And I get a little dood gemaakt.
I need
murdered.
No.
I get recht gekomen. And ever since I've not been stopping. I've performed at some shows. I've been at corporate events.
Yeah.
I've been all over.
I mean, your music video is standing at almost 300K. It is over 300K.
Exactly. Yeah, it is actually at this point.
The first one, even.
The first music video.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously, I mean, it's just something that you're doing right here, Buta. Look, just look, especially for me that knows you personally.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that Marv Town is a man that has his hands in many things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it always just blows me away how this man, right, is a master at everything. You know, because you know that saying, they say, check of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
It's not the case with this man.
Yeah.
And that's why when I hear your music, I'm like, it's a vibe from Afkomdosa. Where did the writing come from? Because I just know him as an actor and all everything, the activations and whatever. Boom, here comes the music.
The music, yeah.
Give us your background real quick, Buta. Your musical background. You mentioned choir. Was it family org? You know, were they also musical growing up? You know what I mean? Were you and your siblings maybe challenging each other? Fully spiel, kula social song? Of were you in a dance crew growing up? Mashamplani is kariso do
vatokal. My mom, she's a brilliant voice, man.
She sings a fool.
But however, I started doing music at a very young age. I moved to Arandes, I stayed in Arandes for almost 4 years.
Okay.
And I had a group called MCM.
MCM?
Yeah.
What do you stand for?
Music Comes Monday, because every Monday we had to go perform in front of the school. We had a men's choir.
And okay.
At a very young age, I started writing music. I was so much into music.
Yeah.
I take from the cassette, but don't the cassette so a roll it and that
table. Yeah.
And hitting it if it didn't want to work. Yeah.
So I started writing music from a very young age, and with my boy group, I moved to Ochivarango, and in Ochivarango, I did not stop with music. I was in sports, a lot of sports activities, but then, which is now the principal of Donate Shule Ochivarango, Benge, he used to call me and said, it's more geskrif, kom later, and he used to play the piano, and the piano, I needed to improvise, so the creativity has always been there. I moved to Windhoek, and then theater came into my life. And, I had to juggle I was in school choirs.
Also, yeah.
Then I formed another boy group at David Besaiden Hold. And we were fire, man. We were fire.
What was the boy band called then?
The Courts.
The creativity behind his names.
The Courts. No, they were brilliant, man. We used to stand in the corridor and create melodies and hit different chords. And I was part of the College of the Arts choir, where I was also
the Kota choir
with Fanny Dorfling. Sometimes he used to say, "Can you know lead van you?" And we used to sing songs.
You know what?
Beautiful songs.
You see, and this is why I love a cappella. Right? A cappella is literally the foundation for everything. We literally just spoke to Ntika from the Soil. And he also explained the same thing. Him and something Soweto and a bunch of other students.
Yeah.
School in the corridors, listen, look at where they are today.
Look at where they are today,
But you are doing international things now, Manir. Mr. We should drop everything, stop everything. I did not introduce this man properly. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mr. International himself. He's a UK tour.
Yeah, we'll be heading to UK, man.
Yeah.
We're going to UK. Alongside.
So you say we?
Not me alone. I will be accompanied by the likes of Master Krem. Kalux will be going with me. We will be creating fire on the other side. We're representing Namibia. We're representing the Magdaisa genre also. Not leaving out the new music that you heard called the Dama Piano, and also another song also Dama Kwasa is also there. There's a lot of things happening. Conre. So we invited for the independence celebrations. We'll be having pre-shows also, and then the main day of the independence celebrations will be performing. It's not egg and die over the line. The two donkeys on Zartlo.
The two donkeys. That's it.
Mark Stoff.
And you know what, Shikwan?
Yeah.
I could not think of any better names than the two of them. I'll explain, right?
Yeah.
Stage presence.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that they are huge patriots. Like,
yeah.
Kalux and I, when we have our debates, Dogiswa for live opposite Namibia.
Yeah.
You think I'm worse?
Yeah.
he's quite proud.
And the fact that he speaks 100 languages,
I know. So I think for me, it's actually refreshing to see that you guys are going to the UK because, there's more than enough heroes that said. Also, I do feel that you're just going to make a lot of our Namibians that are that side, because they're used to now that side just for a certain genre, a certain sound, and this is going to be quite like refreshing. Do you know what I mean? So people on Instagram are actually asking you if you guys are not looking for dancers for the tour. You haven't replied.
Unfortunately not now, because I have my dancers. The hostel is finest, the finest dancers in Namibia.
Yeah,
but because of the cost to go over there, unfortunately not this round. But we will be creating context, definitely, and meeting people that will be that knows how to go deep into the pocket.
Come on.
So that we go
with their pounds.
Yeah, with their pounds.
That's it.
Yeah.
So we'll be pounding on the doors and they will be opening, and then the pounds will be coming in.
That's it.
So
The pounds will be pouring in.
Will be pouring in. Yeah. Come the on.
Piece. We're trying here.
Pounds, so that the pounds come in, so that the pounds will be pouring in.
Awesome. Is there anyone that we need to thank right now, Marv Town, that's making this tour
possible for you guys?
The people that we need to thank, and probably they're watching. They said we'll be online and we'll be watching. Lisa Colata.
Okay.
And Lisa, we would like to thank her. We would like to thank Irene also. These ladies they're crazy, man. They're running around on the other side. They're already sending pictures of the venues. I would like to thank them. Really, thank you guys for believing in us, for seeing talent. Sometimes you just need one person to see you. That's enough. So thank you for seeing us, and thank you for inviting us. Thank you for being one of the first guys. I don't know of another Magdalisa guy that will be going over to go represent Magdalisa. The music itself, they're on the other side. I know that there are guys on the other side.
I really cannot,
top of mind,
actually. And you know, I'm always one guy, and I really want to give props where it's due, and credit where it's due. But right now, top of mind, I can't think of a Magdalisa artist, even in the last 15 years. That managed a tour to the UK. I stand to be corrected. We stand to be corrected.
We might be corrected.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And we welcome it.
I know that there is a gentleman in the UK already that stays there. He lives there.
Yeah.
Is it Sam Amuchira?
Amuchira, veteran.
Of
the genre,
The type of music he does is a little bit different, but
More traditional vibes.
Itself.
Marv Town, thank you so much for your time, my good sir. We appreciate you. We're going to play your hit song. And then Shekwan is going to get down.
Whoa.
With her non-existing knees.
Whoa.
But it's Damara Punch, so she will not be able to help herself.
No. She will move. She needs to move.
That's it.
It says Nang Hong Hosen. Then still you saw it.
That's all I got.
Marv Town, thank you so much, my good sir.
Thank you so much, man, and all the best. And keep thriving.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's it. Right. Well, that's Marv Town on Namibia's Heart and Soul, talking about his tour to the UK with alongside another Rechkomer, that's Abudi Kalux. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Crystal Gold's amazing locally manufactured.
Shekwan and NSK on 102.9.